to the Michigan Business Network. You're listening to The Leaning Edge, where we talk about lean principles and how they are having an impact in Michigan and beyond. And on the phone with us right now, we are fortunate enough to have with us one of our keynote speakers for the upcoming 7th annual Michigan Lean Consortium Conference. So Jeff Fuchs is with us. Jeff is the executive director of the Maryland World Class Consortia. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So it's great that you're coming. I haven't seen you in a few years, and I'm sure you have a lot of experience and knowledge to share, even since the last time I saw you. So give us a little bit of a preview of your keynote speech, which is going to be on August 3rd, and it is going to be August 3rd in the afternoon, and then it's called Public and Private Sector Lean Transformation. So tell us a little bit about what that means.
Well, sure. So we have been in existence as the Maryland World Class Consortia for 2 decades now. This is our 21st year, and along the way, there's been a transformation of our own organization. We started off purely focused on manufacturers in the state, and then more broadly on all types of businesses, including service organizations. And then in the last 10 years, we've been spending a lot of time with nonprofit organizations and government entities as well. And at every stage, we've seen a very active and engaged discussion back and forth between lean practitioners. And the conversation, honestly, Deborah, has only gotten more rich. And as we've put more people in the room with greater diversity of experience. Like I said, the communications have become much more rich, much more engaging, people learning not only from the things that they're doing in their organization with Lean, but in other industries and across this divide of public sector and private sector. So I'm looking forward to sharing some of our experiences with folks and some of the things we've learned as a consortium along the way.
So just to clarify for some of our listeners, the Maryland World Class Consortia is a nonprofit organization. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about the consortia?
Sure. So we started 21 years ago, as I said, under Maryland's Department of Business and Economic Development, primarily to help Maryland-based business become more competitive with these techniques. This was honestly the same year that lean thinking was printed, so we didn't even have the lean term, the lean terminology. Mm-hmm. But people were beginning to understand the power of these world-class performance improvement practices, and so that's where we got our start. And since that time, we've helped hundreds of organizations in primarily the private sector, but also, like I said, more recently in the public as well. So we're doing work these days with K-12 education, with the Maryland Science Center, with the nonprofit organizations helping people in the city of Baltimore, with the service organizations, and you know it's the thing that that I think many people are aware of, perhaps some are not, but lean really applies in every field of human endeavor. And when you look over the shoulder, not just of other people who are in your industry, but even a little bit more broadly into groups who do things perhaps on the surface that look very, very different from the things that you do, that informs and it inspires some of the things that you and your people are trying to achieve, and it makes your learning all the more richer. So those are some of the things that I'm looking forward to going over with people.
So your passion is clear. So I love that. And so you've said that you've been helping public and private organizations. So is the consortia funded then by the state of Maryland, or is it structured more in a way where companies pay a membership fee and join in order to get the benefits?
Yeah, it's a good question. We started off with the state of Maryland grant, and so a lot of what we did in the early days was really fueled by taxpayer dollars. But like so many things, during the recession of 08 and 09, that changed entirely. And so we took inspiration from other lean consortia around the country and learned a little bit about how we could modify some of our operating model and some of our financial model. And so these days, we operate primarily as a membership organization, but we'll help anybody, really, that's trying to build a culture of continuous improvement, whether they want to become a member or they just want to do things independently, either way.
Interesting. Well, I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to talk to you at the conference. Sure. About your model. So in the last about 30 seconds that we have here, the title is Public and Private Sector Lean Transformation. So a couple of the key takeaways that you're going to be communicating to the group could be what?
So I touched on, I just scratched the surface of this a little bit earlier, but we've had a very rich exchange between the public and the private sector. And I know that on the surface, those two parts of our society and our economy look so, so different. You know, private sector is driven by a profit motive, and we see leaders in government change every 4 years or so. And it seems, again, on the surface, that it's so different. But really, we're putting, as an example, people from the public and the private sector in the same classroom together in our Lean Facilitator Certification Program into Lean peer groups. And once we get past the surface differences, we're finding so many similarities, so many opportunities to learn from each other. It's the type of thing that we'd like to encourage others to explore and
okay.
to embrace.
Excellent.
You can learn from anybody, and you can help
love it.
Anybody, public or private.
Love it. So Jeff Fuchs is going to be speaking August 2nd, keynote speaker, the very first one of the day. You're listening to the Michigan Business Network. Thank you, Jeff Fuchs, and we'll be right back on The Leaning Edge. It's all right.